The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thank you for those listening live and on podcast and on replay and all that stuff. More comedy and music coming up. But first, we're going to where the fuck did St. Peter go? Where the fuck did St. Peter go? He was just sitting right there not 30 seconds ago, and now he's gone. He's supposed to do some kind of stupid list. Where's the stupid list? Where's stupid St. Peter with his stupid list? What am I supposed to do now? Intern, you know anything about this? Just fucking, yeah, just shake your head at me through the glass. Thank you. Thank you. Go fucking find St. Peter. What's this? What? Who's this? What's this on hold? We have a caller on hold. Really? St. Peter disappeared and we have a caller on hold. Oh, God. I can already see what's coming. I can already see what's coming. But you know what? We don't have the list. We got to kill his time somehow. We got a segment to do. Fuck it. Let's see what this bullshit is. Let me, caller, you're on the air. Stoner Jesus Show live.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, everyone. Stoner Santa here.
Wow.
Ho,
really
ho,
doing
ho.
This again.
Ho, ho.
Okay, yeah, we got some time to kill.
Yeah.
Stoner Santa.
Yeah, I'm Stoner Santa.
What do you got to say? How is you're a fucking day late, by the way. Are you going to talk about what happened on Christmas, I assume?
Yes, I would.
Well, go ahead.
Christmas was great there, Stoner Jesus. But what I really want to talk about is St. Peter's upcoming radio show. Yeah, it's called Things and Stuff with St. Peter. It'll be on the air sometime soon.
What's that now?
Things and Stuff with St. Peter. I wanted to call and talk about it. It's going to be
St. Peter has a new show.
Yeah, a radio show.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's it called?
I just said it's Things and Stuff with St. Peter. Why are you not paying attention
things
to me, Jesus?
Things and Stuff with St. Peter.
Ho, ho, ho.
I do believe Peter came up with that title. Where would we hear this magnificent St. Peter show?
Oh, it will be exclusively on the Stoner Jesus Radio Network. You'll be able to hear it. What are you laughing at, Santa Jesus?
No. That idea has not been brought to me recently, and if it was, I would have said no.
No, why wouldn't you want to have this on?
Why the fuck? Would I have St. Peter do a show?
St. Peter's great.
On my airwaves and on my network.
St. Peter's great. He's awesome. He's a great radio host.
No.
He's very talented, from what I hear.
Now, let me ask you something, Stoner Santa. Have you ever met St. Peter?
Well, a few times.
He is the worst.
No, he's a nice fellow. I found him.
If you look up the word douchebag in the Urban Dictionary, you'll find a picture of St. Peter.
I don't think that's true.
He's the worst fucking human being imaginable.
I don't think that's true at
all. He has no radio skill, no comedic timing.
He stinks. Very talented.
Like a motherfucker. I know that doesn't matter to have a radio show, but I'm just going to throw it in there.
He's very talented, Jesus.
Because this idea
he's awesome.
Is so bad.
Now, St. Peter would be very good at a radio show.
Oh, well.
And,
you don't know Peter like I know Peter, Santa.
I know him pretty well.
An awful, awful.
He's amazing.
Human being he is.
Great guy.
And if a tornado should come through tomorrow and drop a house on him, then we would all be better off.
Well, that's kind of harsh. I don't think that's the call for.
Well.
With the amazing,
like I said,
Peter.
You don't know him the way I know him.
What?
Santa.
I know him.
He's the worst motherfucker
I know him very well.
We'll ever meet.
No, he's
just awful.
He's not.
Just awful.
He's not. He's great. He's great. I like St. Peter. He's a great guy. He's a good guy.
You know what? I want to hear this show.
All right.
I want to hear this show.
All right, get on board.
I want to hear St. Peter try to carry a show without me. He's been like a fucking parasite.
What?
On my side. Those parasites just suck on the whales, and the whales carry him around. I don't know. Whatever that word is, that's what he is.
Barnacle?
He's been sucking at my tit for thousands of years.
So
go fucking do a show. St. Peter, if you're listening to this,
I don't think that's true.
Do a show. I want to hear this shit. I want to hear this horse shit.
I think he can do it. I think he can do it, Jesus. He's great. Ho, ho, ho.
You know what, Santa?
What?
Stoner Santa. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What do you mean?
You need to
care.
Stop talking, too.
What?
Oops. There we go. Lost the call. Oh, my God. Is that really it? If that's his idea for a show, calling in as Santa to plug his fucking show... Well, we did kill about 5 minutes. I'll give him that. He probably didn't have a stupid goddamn list ready. That's the kind of show he's going to do. He didn't have the segment. He didn't even write out anything for the segment. So it, what a buzzkill. What a buzz to the kill. Buzz Killington. Stoner Santa. God, come on. Come on. Turn around a professional fucking show here. This Mickey Mouse bullshit. Things and stuff with St. Peter. I know he came up with that title. I'll bet money on it. I would bet a lot of money. That is the brainchild of St. Peter. Things and stuff with St. Peter. Holy shit. We'll keep you updated on this. I got a feeling this is gonna be something awesome. Stern Jesus Show Live. We'll be back with more funny stuff and music. And maybe St. Peter will somehow mysteriously reappear in the studio. Wouldn't that be something? Huh, like magic. Stay tuned, please, even after that.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
In the chat area, let me know. Oh, I got some feedback in my ear too. Turn that shit off. Late. It said monitor button. Is that it? No, that's not it. Turn that off? No. That's not working either. Damn it! Where's that fucking button? I just saw it too. I thought, hey, I bet that's what that's for. Hold on, let me try this. No, that's not working. What about this? This? No, that's not working either. Holy shit, bro. Ha! I think the microphone level is better. It can be higher, though. We'll see. I don't think there's, like, the delay on this one. For those of you just joining me, I'm on new broadcasting software on a new computer. I'm finding out right now how different it is from the other one. I tried testing this yesterday. I ran into problems with that. I'll get to that as well. Right now what I'm trying to do is get the fucking feedback out of my ear. I just fucking saw the button I need to hit. And now I can't find it. Motherfucker. I don't know what to do. I hear myself a split second later in my ear. Stoner Jesus, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 16th, 2016. I know that's an abrupt fucking start to the show. But it's also annoying. If you're Wake and Baking, I hope I'm not killing your buzz. It's like a little fucking monitor button, man, so keep it, the thing under my ear. Oh my god, I forget what it is now. That is so fucking annoying. New studio? No, that's not it. That's what I tried before. That doesn't work. Motherfucker. So anyway, I guess I have to live with that. Me and my fucking ear. I think the microphone levels are better. I think they still need to be higher. See, I gotta work on that too. Let's try this. Of course, consequently, that just puts me louder in my own ear. I don't still think it's good. Gotta come up more. God damn it. This is nerve-wracking. I'm listening to real-life testing on the fucking air. I think that's much better audio-wise or level-wise. Fuck, I still need to get myself out of my ear. I guess I have to take all the fucking headphones. I'll worry about it later. I know I'll find that button. I'll find that fucking button somewhere. In any case, welcome everybody. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. and give me some feedback on this awesomeness. It's going so well so far. A lot of stuff on today's show. If you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. To find our group for the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Where all the hardcore fans are of the show. They hang out, chat, whatever. So come check us out there. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Our main Facebook page. Do a like, share, so on and so forth. A lot of stuff going on today. St. Peter is here. He should be in his little booth. I look over there. He's not yet, which is good because I got a lot of shit to do, obviously. I got a lot of shit going on. I cannot figure out how to get my delayed voice out of my ear. Here's the bottom line. We switched over to a new computer, a new main computer, a better computer. I was using the old computer for like 5 years. I gotta take my fucking headphones off. I can't take that. For 5 years, I'll find that fucking button. Trust me. I'll find that motherfucker that turns that off. I don't know if it's on. Hold on, let me try this. No, let me try something real quick. Let me try this. Is this up any? Not at all. Does not help at all. God damn it. Take his fucking headphones back off. So we switched over to a new computer. Also, we switched over to a new version of Windows. The old computer, as a testament to its age, was running Windows 7. This new computer is running Windows 10, because that's what, if you have Windows, that's what you have to have. Where Microsoft will come to your house, and they will tie you down while they install it on your computer. So, we switched over to the new computer, and my old broadcasting software doesn't work well with Windows 10. So we have to step back to an older version of the broadcasting software that works much better with Windows 10. It's basically the same. A lot of the bells and the whistles that come with version 4 are not on this, which I believe is version 3.5. But there was a button on the other one that I hit that kept it out of my ear. That kept me out of my ear. Something very simple. It's not, you know, not a literal button, but something on the software. I just don't know. I don't know. I believe it said monitor, but I can't find it. And I've hit all the buttons on this fucking mixer. Now, those bitches work. There's something. I had the same problem when I started the other broadcasting software 4 years ago. And there was the shit in my ear. My delayed voice in my ear. I will notice this. I will say this. There seems to be less of a delay from me speaking to it actually registering on the broadcasting software than there was with the old stuff. The old stuff, there was about a 3-second delay. If you ever noticed some timing issues with that show, it would be because I forgot about the 3-second delay. If my voice was cut off or something like that, it was because I forgot that it took 3 seconds for my voice to hit the microphone and go out through the encoder on the broadcasting software. This one seems more immediate, maybe about a 0.5 second, which is what I'm hearing in my fucking ear when I have the headphones on. And that's annoying. And that'll be a running theme for the show. We're here every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on CannabisRadio.com. Big stuff going on today. St. Peter's Christmas Karaoke. Yes, that's right. That's back. If you don't know about St. Peter's singing voice, well, you've been missing out. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. Also, some weed news. We have some weird Christmas news. An Antichrist update. Because there's so much been going on there. There's so much we have to catch up with. I wasn't here last week. I was sick. Fucking major flu hit me 7 hours before the show started. My voice went. It was a clusterfuck. So basically, the show you're going to hear today was the show you were supposed to hear last week. So you're listening in the future, which is fucking crazy. Think about that for a minute. Also, Christmas porn makes its return. If there's many traditions on the show, and as you know, I'm a very traditional type of guy. There's many traditions on the Stoner Jesus Show and Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. And one of them, of course, is every year we play audio from Christmas-themed pornography videos that I find on the internet. And this year is no exception. I know some of you may be worried. You're saying Stoner Jesus. So much stuff is going on with the show. There have been so many delays. You've been sick for the last week and a half. Will we have Christmas porn? Behold, You will. That'll be later in the second hour here on Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. Class upon class. I'm taking what's already classy, and I'm piling on top of that more class. More. As if things could get more highbrow here, but here we are. So all that's coming up. St. Pierre is supposed to be here in a minute. I talked about some of this. I did a test last night for this. I meant to test this broadcasting software that I'm on right now. But I used my old Spreaker account, which I've reverted to a free account because I don't have any use for it, or didn't until last night, to have more than a free account. It wouldn't give me the information that I needed to encode to them, so I couldn't use this broadcasting software. So I ended up using the web browser dashboard that Spreaker provides that I used back in the day, like 2011, 2012. So I used that to make sure all the sound went through and all that was good. Of course, you know, I had to jack up the sound a lot with this broadcasting software, excuse me. But in any case, It was what it was. It was a test. I wasn't able to test this broadcasting software, hence the problems I'm having right now. That's always been a quirk of the show. It's always gave the show character, is the constant and incessant technical issues and my whining about them. So, you know, it's just par for the course. I'm still waiting for St. Peter. I keep looking. The new studio configuration, I have to look to the left to find St. Peter, or the right, I mean, my other left. I have to look to the right, as I'm doing right now, to find St. Peter, behind his little glass pane. He's not there. Do you figure we have a show today? I don't understand. He's got a lot of shit to do. He's got Christmas karaoke in the next fucking segment. He's supposed to tell us about his ball surgery and, you know, his balls. He's supposed to talk a lot about his balls. Who's going to talk about their balls if St. Peter's not here? Damn it, I wish I could find that button. It pissed me off even more. I just saw it, and I said to myself, that's probably what that's for. And now it's completely escaped me. Utterly and completely fucking escaped me. No, it's none of that shit. It's not that shit right there. That shit doesn't work like that. Oh, my God. I'm going to go the whole show about this. Whining the entire time. Like some sort of podcasting baby. A podcasting baby. Why? Need feedback in my earphones, my headphones. God damn it. So, as I said last night during the test, we're going to get this audio shit worked out. That's priority number one. We get the audio show worked out. We get that set where I do it from this computer and everything works right. Which, maybe sometime next year. I don't know. Fuck you. Don't judge me. But it may be sometime next year. Once we get that worked out, we're going to start testing the video. I have the video broadcasting software to go to Facebook Live and to YouTube. We'll test that out some. And then, if all that works out and they work separately, we'll try to combine them for a show where we broadcast like this. The regular podcast way, the regular live way on CannabisRadio.com. Plus, we have the video element with all the audio from... I haven't done this much lately. All of the audio from the audio show will go to the video portion. Hopefully two camera angles. Because I'm not going crazy. Maybe basic graphics, depending on the budgetary restrictions on the video streaming. Because it's not a priority. It's something we need to do, but the priority is getting this fucking audio show right. And right now, I say we're about 90% there. I'm comfortable with everything except the motherfucking feedback through the goddamn headphones. Motherfucker! I forget what to do about that. Was it on this part? I don't. God damn it. I'm going to spend the entire commercial break looking for that little fucking button. You motherfuckers. It can't be on the fucking... it's not on the mixer. I tried all those buttons.
Son of a bitch. Oh, fucking no. Is that who? Is that coming? St. Pierre's finally coming to his little goddamn booth. Just, all I need is a quick story about his fucking balls, and then we can move on, do a commercial, and do Christmas karaoke. God damn it. Let me put these headphones back on. Because the problem is I'm not going to be able to hear St. Peter without the goddamn headphones. So I'm going to hear St. Peter, and then I'm going to hear the replay of St. Peter, and then I got to reply to St. Peter. And it's all very fucking annoying. Let's play some Christmas music. That's not bad. Oh my god, that feedback is driving me fucking nuts. Holy shit. Can you all hear that music? It doesn't look like it's coming through. I don't think people can hear that. It's very low, though. Oh my god, I can't fucking handle it. Stop it. Just stop. Just fucking stop everything. I cannot fucking handle that fucking feedback in my ears. This is going to drive me batshit fucking crazy, if you couldn't already tell. I know there's a fucking button on here that stops that. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh, none of these things look right. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to hit. There's something I need to hit. Is this something to do with this thing? Do I turn this thing down? This thing, oh, I can't move that thing. That doesn't work. Does it? Am I still going on over the air? Oh, fuck, son, I think I found it. That's why I turn off. I turn off that, and I'm still on the air. Holy shit, let me go test. God damn. Let me go test myself on Canvas Radio and listen to myself on Canvas Radio. So I know. Yes. I just heard myself getting excited. I just got excited about finding that button. I hit that before too, and I thought it was wrong, but no, it's not wrong. That's the right one. Son of a bitch. I'm still getting some fucking vibration in these headphones though. That's annoying. Oh, just stop fucking waving at me, Peter. You fucking moron. Jesus Christ. You're fucking waving at me like an idiot. I gotta make sure this Christmas music's going out over the air. Maybe I should have picked louder music. That's super fucking loud. That's super fucking loud in my headphones. So I don't know. I don't know. But at least what I hear in my headphones now is my actual voice. At the same time that I'm speaking it. It's not a delay. Holy shit, this is going bad. I can't. Let me turn this up. See if people can fucking hear it. Oh. Okay. I see now. Anyway, god damn it. St. Pierre, I'm fucking way over. Here, let me turn your microphone on. Let me see if I can get that to fucking work. Just, you had ball surgery because your balls got beat up because you dressed as a clown during Halloween and got them stomped and it was bad, and that's the recap, and you had ball surgery to replace your big swollen balls. What happened there?
God damn, Jesus. I don't think I've ever seen you this fucking, like wigged out or whatever over shit.
It's fucking technical issues, man. It always pisses me off.
Well, anyway, speaking of being pissed off, Jesus, my... You remember when I called you, I was, I expressed my wish and my hope that, by the way, this fucking music sucks. I expressed my wish and my hope that my balls, that, like, the new balls that I would get would be, like, ball bearings. Like, those big brass motherfuckers that, like, you know, like, parts of, like, big trucks or whatnot. Big fucking ball bearings in my fucking nutsack. But it turns out, Jesus, I got some, like, this is, like, some kind of hard medical plastic balls. Hard medical plastic balls.
Like ping pong balls?
Well, I don't know if ping pong balls are like medical grade plastic or whatever, but yeah, I guess that's like the basic idea.
So you have ping pong balls in your nutsack?
I mean, if you want to put it that way, Jesus. You wouldn't be like a dick about it, yeah.
So you didn't get the ball bearings?
No, Jesus, they said they were the ball bearings were very expensive, plus there was like the gravity issue that they had brought to my attention before, you know, the eventual dragging down of my of my nutsack because of the heft and the weight of the ball bearings and my ball sack, already heading towards the ground between my feet, would be dragging forthwith.
What?
Would be dragging. They would, my balls would be dragging. My ball sack would be dragging forthwith.
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
So you have ping pong balls in your nutsack?
Yeah, Jesus. That's the moral of the story.
You ready for Christmas karaoke?
Yeah, I guess so. We doing that now?
No, after the break.
Oh. So I just sit here?
Yeah.
I sit here and stare at you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh, okay. You ain't drugs?
This is Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. We do it every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We try to do it every Friday. Hopefully we have most of the issues worked out. Most of the fucking technical issues. I guess we'll find out as the show goes on. We got to take a break. Awesome sponsors. Go check out their banners on stonerjesus.net. Go check out this show on stonerjesus.net. It has all of the links in the past episodes and all that shit. Go check out that shit. Son, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 16th, 2016. Live on CannabisRadio.com. We'll be back with Christmas karaoke with St. Peter.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you by Celebrity Dildo. Make sure you check out that Celebrity Dildo banner on stonerjesus.net or just go to celebritydildo.com. Celebrity Dildo has released a new and exciting range of premium silicone dildos and have finally combined the two worlds of novelty and function. Celebrity Dildos are made of premium medical-grade silicone. They're firm yet flexible and velvet to the touch, durable, non-porous, odorless, hypoallergenic, and let's face it, they are just a great conversation piece. You want to check out Celebrity Dildo, go check out their banner on stonerjesus.net and follow them on all their social media networks. Celebrity Dildo, awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Make sure you check them out on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com and also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannovation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, San Sal hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, San Sal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that San Sal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SanSalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's premium CBD essentials and CBD nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, hell yeah. Not quite there yet. Not quite there yet. So we have the feedback issue in the headphones not completely settled. Because there was something I hit in the other broadcasting software that allowed me to turn off that feedback but still hear like the commercials and shit without having to like turn the thing back on. Which I had to do for during the commercial break. So, I don't know. We're not there yet. It's an evolving process. I wish it wasn't, but, you know, here we are. So, it's time for Christmas karaoke. St. Peter's Christmas karaoke. There's something up with these fucking headphones. Maybe that's a problem. I'm gonna figure that out. See if that's any better. A little bit better? Kind of better? Maybe that's the problem. The fucking headphones are fucked up. They're like giving me shit, man. Everything's giving me shit. Why is everything giving me shit? I don't need shit. Do I need constant shit? I don't think so. And yet that's what I get. What do I get? Constant shit. Let's see if this fucking works. God damn it. Stand by, St. Peter. Hold on. I didn't hear that shit. Well, now I can't. I was able to hear it. Now it's going in and out. Oh my fucking God. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Now I'm going to have headphone problems? Is that what's going on here? Fucking headphone problems? Or am I going to hear certain shit? It's going to cut in and out? God damn it. Let's try this again. See, it's cutting in and out for me. I can see it's still playing. I was fucking cutting in and out. I can't work like this. I cannot work like this. Let me unplug these motherfuckers. What the fuck is the deal here? God damn it. Everything is so fucking difficult. Everything. These fuckers are hot. Is that a bad sign? Jesus Christ. I don't know. Maybe this wasn't the show you tuned in for. But hearing me have a fucking meltdown on air. Well, that's loose. That motherfucker is loose as shit. Holy shit, I think I just fixed something live in the air. Hold on. I think that's better. That's not better at all. God damn it. Still the same exact shit. The same exact problem. I was all happy and proud of myself. I was like, oh, I fixed it. See, it may not be the show you're looking for, but it's still fucking something nonetheless. I also got an adapter on it. I forgot about that. Forgot. They had an adapter on it. Adapter's hot as fuck, too. Maybe the adapter's the problem. I have to get a new one of those. God damn it. Okay, let's try this again. If you're just joining us, I'm trying to get my fucking headphones to work. They're cutting in and out. I don't understand that. I don't understand what that is or why it is doing it. Headphones could be bad. Maybe the, I got other headphones. If I had a fucking useful intern, I'd get them to find me another pair of headphones. Stop waving at me, St. Peter. It's not working right now, son. We're just having problems. We're having major fucking problems. And that's the way it's going to be. Let me see if this works. I'm trying to play this fucking song. I'm trying to get it continuous in my ears. Maybe like that? Is that going to work? No, it just went out. It goes out when I fucking talk. It like disrupts the fucking headphones. And it goes from ear to ear. Oh my God. I'm about to have a major fucking freak out. I'm about to have a major fucking freak out. Just stop waving your fucking arms at me, you stupid bastard. Your microphone's not on. You're not on the air. Okay? I'm having problems. I'm having headphone problems. I'm going to have to fucking get fucking headphones. You know what? Where's those other fucking headphones? I gotta find some headphones. Hold on. Let me play some music. Let me find some Christmas music you all can listen to. Why find some motherfucking headphones? There you go. Try that shit. Maybe I'll turn up some. There we go. Put you in the Christmas spirit. Well, now it seems working fine. Why is it working fine now? It wasn't working fine then. Well, let me try the other one. Let me go to the other. Where's the other one? God, I got like 47 fucking tabs open. Holy shit. There we go. Let's try this one. Is this one going to work now? Working better, I guess. I can hear it better. I don't know. Now it's going from headphone to headphone again. Why does it do that? Why is this not doing that? Or is it? Maybe it is. Holy shit. Hold on. I'm going to try to find some motherfucking headphones. Stand by. Turn into a fucking clusterfuck of epic fucking proportions. For some reason, the shit goes haywire. By the way, my old is that me hitting the fucking cord? God damn, it's annoying. But when I play this song, it's like gives me fucking problems. Anyway, oh God. Hopefully that pipes in the St. Peter through his fucking headphones, and hopefully he's able to hear it. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. We're going to try to do Silent Night. St. Peter, hold on, let me turn your microphone on. Okay, St. Peter, you've been doing Christmas karaoke for a few years now. You know Silent Night. You know that, as we did last year, because of copyright issues, we can't actually have Silent Night. So we have like a guitar solo. You remember that?
Oh, I don't understand. It's not the music for Silent Night.
No, that's copyrighted. It's like a guitar solo version of the instrumentals for Silent Night.
So it is Silent Night?
Basically.
Okay. I don't know the words, Jesus. Where do I get the words at?
Dude, you've fucking done Silent Night like every year for like 5 fucking years. You don't remember the words?
Oh, not really, man.
Oh my God. Okay, let me go fucking do this now. Where I can, holy shit. To find the fucking lyrics. Okay. Now, let me see if I can get the lyrics into you on your screen in your little booth, you dumbass.
I'm just saying, man, I've done a lot of drugs over the last year or a few. And, you know, it's like fucking, you know, my memory is not great. I know it's a song that I've done. And I've done well, but I don't remember the words.
Motherfucker. Okay. Does something just come up on your computer screen in there?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I got it, Jesus. I got it right here.
Oh, hallelujah. Something's working.
Hallelujah.
What?
Hallelujah. Isn't that a Christmas thing?
I thought it was a Jesus thing.
Wait, yeah. Hit the fucking shit. The music, Jesus, and I'll sing this shit.
God, even if this works, it's horrible. We lose, and the listeners lose either way. But, Silent Night, Christmas Karaoke by St. Peter. Boy, for a fucking build-up, it's very good.
Okay, I'm not sure when I come in. I'm just coming whenever. Maybe after the first thing. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. I think I was a little early. Round yon virgin, mother and child, you're in a medical time, holy infant, so tender and mild. That's you, Jesus. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. I fucking killed that. Holy shit. Silent night, holy night, shepherds pray at the sight. Glory streams from heaven afar, heavenly sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. That's you, Jesus. Christ the Savior is born. Oh, I'm fucking killing this song, Jesus.
Fair enough.
Oh, silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, biatch.
Wow, that was something.
Yeah, you're damn right it was something. Jesus, something fucking awesome. Christmas Karaoke. Bam.
I don't know. I think after the show is over, if I go back and make a list of all the worst things about this episode, I'm not sure where that's going to rank, but it's going to be top 3.
I understand. Jesus, I think the show is going pretty good.
Have you been listening to the show?
No, not really.
Been having a lot of technical problems. It's very distracting. is made for a disjointed clusterfuck of a program.
Yeah, you say so, man.
You be back for Christmas porn later?
Yeah, I guess if I don't pass out or whatever. Yeah, probably.
All right, I'm turning your fucking microphone off, douchebag. Holy shit. Wake and bake with Stoner Jesus. This is... So far, this is one for the history books. That is for sure. We got weed news coming up. We'll try to right the ship, as they say. I don't know if that's going to work. The righting of the ship. They just keep it from sinking. That'd be what they try to do in the next couple hours. The next hour and 20 minutes. Holy fuck. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 16th, 2016, live on CannabisRadio.com. We'll be back, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Growing green to generate more green.
Hello to all you happy herbalizers, smiling trippy hippies, and everyone who believes in freedom and tolerance. This is The Grow Show, and I'm Kyle Cushman.
From food to fuel, from remedy to resource.
Welcome my guest, Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja. Let me ask you, right now I hear your lighter clicking. Are you smoking indoor, or are you smoking sun-grown?
What am I smoking? I'm smoking concentrate.
Way to get out of the answer there. So you're truly like the king, right? You just clap your hands and somebody brings you a bowl and you're all set, right?
I wish that were the case.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong. This is Ray Dawn on the other mic.
Yes, the eldest. It was awesome.
And we saw, it was called Dying to Know.
It's a love story between Ram Dass and Tim Leary.
Yeah, the gay Jew and Tim.
But he wasn't gay when he was a professor. He didn't know.
Yeah, that must have been a shock to his wife.
The one time he, like, met a vagina.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show. Keith Stropp, the founder of Normal, is here.
The single most important victory will be California.
We've got Steve D'Angelo.
Well, the state of cannabis affairs in California is in flux.
The guru of ganja, Ed Rosenthal.
It's better for people to be using concentrates.
Weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
It is time for Weed News. Still dealing with the technical issues, as you know. You've been listening to the show. I still don't know what to do. I don't know what to fucking do. Nothing seems to help. Nothing seems to work. I mean, turn it off, but then I turn off everything else that comes out of this player. Maybe it's this thing that's part of this player that comes with this player. That's, I don't know, inherent with using this broadcasting software. In any case, it's rough. The life of a podcaster. And a live internet radio host. It's fucking rough, man. We'll wrap up hour one, of course, with weed news. Last show went on in the last 2 weeks. Since our last show. Just, you know, all kinds of stuff going on with marijuana. Obviously, people were worried about the Trump administration and the anti-marijuana people he's nominated, especially Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. So everybody's basically in a wait-and-see attitude on that. You know, he may find other things more pressing. You know, Trump may say to Sessions, just, you know, just don't fucking worry about weed. He may give Sessions carte blanche, do whatever the fuck he wants while he's working on a wall, building a wall in Mexico. Anyway, we got our weed news from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. New study finds high rates of marijuana use among baby boomers. In fact, marijuana use, or at least admitted marijuana use among baby boomers is on the rise. Either people continuing their use or rediscovering their hippie days with the ganja, the reefer, if you will. Jimmy Kimmel's been announced to host next year's Oscars. It's like February 26th, I believe. He was talking about it on his show, and he was joking around about, you know, maybe taking advantage of the recreational weed angle as far as being the host. Let me see if I can play this audio.
I read online today that in February I'll be hosting the Oscars. Very nice. Thanks for the music. You know, the producers and the Academy went through a long list of names, and in the end they decided that since I'm already right across the street from where they do the show, I was the closest person to host. So I guess I have to get a tux now, and or maybe I'll wear jean shorts. Has anyone ever done that? We have to shake things up a little on this show. I'm going to need you to help me with this, Guillermo.
Sure, Jimmy.
Well, you know, marijuana will be legal for recreational use in February. I wonder if maybe we can... Maybe you can pass some of that out on the red carpet.
That'll be great.
Before the show, and then we just see what happens. My goal is to somehow get arrested during the hosting of the show. But I will say, I got a very nice call of congratulations this morning.
So, yeah, that would be a good idea. I mean, definitely create some headlines. I'd watch. I would watch the Oscars if I knew that a lot of the people who might be giving speeches at some point during that night were getting fucking baked. Eating some brownies, hitting some vape pens, whatever. Other news, the DEA is whining about media attention and marijuana legalization laws in various states, making it tougher for them to arrest people involved in marijuana. That's a shame. That's a shame. If we wouldn't do anything, we want to make it easier for the DEA to do their job. It's very important. Fucking dipshits. Shut up. Quit whining like a little bitch. You little bitch. God, You've been fucking arresting people for no goddamn reason for decades, making tons of money, paying your budgets. Now it's tougher. It's slightly tougher to arrest people for weed, because of laws and information and stuff. Other news in weed news. Chauncey Billups thinks the NBA should lift its weed ban, at least for medical marijuana. And he says that he liked it, or at least claimed that other players played better when they were stoned. Which I can see. Let's see if we can get this audio to work. Maybe, maybe. If all this shit was popping up. Holy crap.
I think it's a great conversation. I think Phil Jackson has some really good things to say about that. For medicinal use, I think we absolutely need to have that conversation. The Players Association need to talk about that with the NBA, because there's a lot of science behind it, right?
I mean,
these people, we've been through a ton of injuries, a lot of injuries. And I seen a piece with Jason Williams, who was the number 2 pick in the draft from Duke, talked about him being addicted to Oxycontin and pain pills. I mean, and it would have been a much better and much easier thing to just have marijuana as, you know, a relief.
But it's phony to act
so much pain.
Yep. But it's phony to act like you're not legalizing it in the league to protect your players from it.
Right.
When they have access to the pills you mentioned and to alcohol as well.
Yeah,
because the people that want to do things, if you're not allowing me to smoke, players are going to drink more. That just kind of,
let's be honest,
push and pull that happens.
Players are smoking. You know, even with the 4 tests, we've been around guys that, you know, smoke during the season. It just happens. For so many years, they haven't found a way to control that. Why not? When you smoking, have you been around guys that smoke? How mellow are they? They ain't causing no problems. But guys drinking and killing people every day. I don't understand it. I mean, I've never been around anybody that smoking marijuana.
You just talked about the control.
Yeah, I feel like they're about ready to fucking line up a joint right now.
You can control and legislate alcohol more than you can the marijuana, which is why it's not legal in all 50 states, because the other states are still trying to figure it out.
Do you think realistically, and you guys have played, because we are heading to a place now where more than half of the states have it legalized in some form or another, whether it be completely recreational or you have to have a medical card. That being said, if we get to that point and you have teams in almost all of these states, will the NBA be forced to look at themselves and say, because wine is completely legal, and you can't enforce a rule against that. If marijuana becomes completely legal, will they have to then face facts and say, well, we need to reevaluate and adapt?
Well, obviously you're going to be able to always regulate things. I mean, alcohol is legal, but you can't do it while you're drinking, or while you're driving, excuse me. You can't do it, you know, in certain establishments. I mean, there's always going to be a way to regulate it. But when you're talking about, you know, protecting your investment, protecting these players, protecting the guys, if that's a source of medicinal marijuana, if that's something that can help out with your franchise and with your organization, with your players, I mean, that's a discussion that needs to happen.
For sure.
I mean, I honestly play with players. I'm not going to name names. Of course I'm not. I'm
probably
not that
kind
of dude.
Yeah.
But I wanted them to actually smoke. They play better like that.
They would play.
Big time anxiety, like a lot of things that can be affected, that it brought them down a little bit, helped them focus in a little bit on the game plan, that I needed them to do that. I would rather them do that sometimes than drink.
There you go. Fucking NBA blazing up. Same as the Oscars. If I knew all the players were stoned, I would watch that game. I'd be examining each one of their eyes when they got on camera. So, yeah, that motherfucker's stoned. Other shit in the news, weed is now legal to possess and grow in Massachusetts. Retail shop supposed to be January 2018, but that may be delayed. First marijuana shop opens in Anchorage, Alaska. First one in Anchorage. Just selling plants, but I guess they'll get some dry marijuana eventually. In the first 10 months of 2016, Colorado marijuana sales topped $1 billion. You may remember last year they almost got to a billion. It was like 996 million or some shit like that. But that was for the whole year. This is just for the first 10 months. They've already topped $1 billion in sales, which just goes to show what I've always said on this show and in many other places. People like to buy weed. Also, Canada, the task force in Canada released their recommendations for legal weed for their coming marijuana legalization bill that by all accounts should pass easily and become law. Over 80 recommendations. I wrote a lot about it on marijuanatimes.org. Big analysis